Let's welcome back our very important puzzlers, Amy Mann and Ted Leo. Now, from what I've just experienced talking to you guys and what I've also watched some of the clips of you guys working together on stage, you have great chemistry. You have fun banter with each other. Yeah. It's like, I feel like you've known each other for a very long time, and I know you talked about touring together, but when did you first meet?
I think we first actually met on a radio show on a station called WFMU in Jersey City.
Yeah.
And Amy being in LA and me being in New York, we would see each other infrequently, but get, I don't know, lunch every now and then or whatever.
Being on tour really helps kind of accelerate your knowledge of a person. Riding in the same bus, and also, you know, there is like the punch drunk aspect of
right,
of
too touring. Many hours.
Yeah, a lot of dumb in jokes that nobody else wants to hear.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we have a little Ask Me Another challenge planned for you guys. Are you up for it?
Terrified.
Perfect. So we've established that you guys get along famously, and that when you become songwriting partners and travel with someone, like you said, you get to know them pretty quickly and maybe even learn things about each other that you never wanted to know. Who knows? Yeah. So we thought we'd pit you guys against each other in a game we're calling the newly formed band game. So before the show, we asked you each a few random questions, and your job is to guess how the other person answered.
This can't be good.
So Ted, we're going to start with you, and you have to tell us how Amy responded. Here's your first question. Who did Amy say had better hair, you or Amy?
Amy, I'm going to say Amy said Amy has better hair.
Amy, what did you say?
Look, anyone who spends as much time with a curling iron as I do really ought to have the better hair. Right. So I said it was me.
Yes.
Yeah. I've been cutting my own hair with an electric razor since like 1983. So what you're seeing right now when it actually has to do something on my head is rare. And even this is just like,
so, you are so lucky. Ted, we asked Amy, if your house was on fire, what is the one thing you would run in to save, not including pets or people?
My guitar.
No, oh, no, no, not what you would save. What would she save?
What would she save?
Yes.
My guitar. No. Without it, we would not have a band. No, what would you save, not including pets or people?
Yeah.
Your paintings.
Oh.
Amy's an accomplished painter. A lot of people don't know that.
Good answer. I don't agree with that. I said something just completely stupid because I don't know why. My pair of leather shorts that I wear on stage. Because I was like, well, if my house is burnt up, I'm going to be on tour, and I'm really going to need those leather shorts to play that gig.
I'm not saying they don't look good, but that's a priority that I think you might want to reconsider.
You're probably right.
Ted, if Amy were a type of salad dressing, what kind of salad dressing would she be? A balsamic vinaigrette, a blue cheese, or a green goddess? What kind of salad dressing?
First of all, thank you for making this multiple choice.
No problem.
I don't have to come up with something.
go. Any dressing.
You know, my brain is telling me to say green goddess, but my taste buds are saying balsamic vinaigrette.
Interesting.
Look, Green Goddess, it's aspirational.
I was half right. Yeah.
I heard a little, what is wrong with you, Ted, in that answer, by the way.
Obviously Green Goddess.
You're right, I'm chastened duly.
And finally, Ted, we asked Amy, what is the most unattractive piece of clothing that you, Ted, wear on stage?
Wow.
What do you think she answered?
I forgot about this one.
Is this something that I'm currently wearing on stage?
No.
Okay.
In fact, I'm not entirely sure you have worn it, but I know it's in the current on deck touring wardrobe. But I can't remember if it's actually been on stage or just backstage.
Would this be my kind of like silken kung fu narrow collared shirt jacket kind of thing?
I forgot about that.
Yeah, that sounds terrible.
No, that one's pretty bad too.
I know what the answer is, and I was like, whoa, Jesus.
Wow.
Ted, what do you have?
Okay, can I get another guess?
Yeah, sure. Okay. Why not?
Would this be a hat that I used to wear on stage a lot?
Oh boy.
No, totally forgot about that one too. No. Turns out.
I think that's
Oh. It has to be my leopard print cardigan.
I call it giraffe print, but yes.
Wow.
I think it's
my animal print cardigan. Yeah.
I'm still on the fence.
Just for that.
I'm still on the fence.
It's coming out.
It's either great or really not great. I haven't decided yet.
It's clearly a giraffe print, by the way, but when you bought it, you were like, cool, leopard print. What is giraffe? All right, Ted, good round.
Thanks.
Got a few right. Look at you. But coming up after the break, we're going to turn the tables and put Amy in the puzzle hot seat, so stay tuned. This is NPR's Ask Me Another. Welcome back to Ask Me Another, NPR and WNYC's Hour of Trivia, Puzzles, and Word Games. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and we are here with our very important puzzlers, Amy Mann and Ted Leo. So we're in round two of what we're calling the newly formed band game. And before the break, Ted peered into Amy's soul and got some questions right. Was great, and now they're going to switch places. Amy, you're going to have to guess how Ted responded, and Jonathan Colton is going to be giving you the clues.
Let's do this thing.
Are you ready? Okay. Amy, we asked Ted, who spends more time checking their smartphone? What did he say?
Ted is kind of a smartphone wizard. I've never seen anybody text as fast or tweet as fast or have such a ready hand with the emojis. So I feel like square goes to Ted.
Well, that's Ted. Is that what you said or no?
No, I did not.
How dare you?
I think if I can say it's perhaps the speed differential that made me answer that you actually spend more time on your smartphone.
Oh, I get it.
Oh, you're just saying, if I can just mediate this dispute.
Please.
Ted, it sounds like you're saying that you are a more efficient smartphone user. Even though you might accomplish more on the smartphone, she's so slow at using the smartphone.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing a slow...
I'm saying nothing of the above. What you're hearing is, you hear what you need to hear.
To be fair, though, if you are texting like cupcake, heart, horse with these emojis, it is fast.
Well, I put a lot more thought into it than just random, each emoji takes a...
His emoji selection is pretty, it's pretty thoughtful.
You're no emoji slouch either. I mean, let's not,
We have a lot of conversations about what emojis are lacking from the emoji array.
There are a number that are lacking.
There's no garbage can.
There's no garbage can.
There's no iron, and there's no hose, which, believe me, for some reason, we can...
Yeah, comes up a lot.
Feels like
comes up a lot. Why is there not a hose spraying something? Yeah.
All right, we asked Ted, which of these breakfast cereals best describes your relationship with Amy? Fiber One, Fruit Loops, or Kashi Heart to Heart?
I got to go with the heart-to-heart. It sounds, you're wincing. Not heart-to-heart? Come on.
Heart-to-heart is a great choice. It fits well.
We're bosom buddies. That's very heart-to-hearty. You're a vegan. Healthy grains in
that. It's all true. It was a tough choice. One of the things we didn't discuss is, staking out that bathroom time, and I went with Fiber One.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
That
just, you know.
Is the dumbest answer anyone could give to any question. Staking out bathroom time. What kind of impression are you giving these people about what goes on the tour?
I'm warning them of what they're getting into.
Oh, my Lord. It
when they start like bands, they need to know these things.
It sounds like a really fun tour. I really... All right, Amy, what did Ted say was his go-to karaoke song?
Oh, you actually sing karaoke. What? It's, okay, not Rush, because that would be too complicated. Possibly a Queen song, or wait a minute, Winner Takes It All? No.
Now you've given me
ABBA?
Some ideas. That's for some nice new ones. It's going to be ABBA from here on out.
Oh my God, it's that Torn.
You got it.
Oh my God, I can't believe
Natalie
I
remember Imbruglia,
that.
Yes.
Natalie Imbruglia, Torn, yeah.
All right, last one. We asked Ted to complete this sentence. I would kill for a blank right now.
Fiber One is not a possible answer.
Yeah, because that's where I'm going. Jameson's.
Yeah, yes, that's correct.
What?
Whiskey. I said whiskey, yeah.
Whiskey, yeah.
Actually, technically here on this piece of paper, it says, accept any hard alcohol.
Yeah.
Which maybe is something that Ted does as well.
Yeah.
Well, Art, that is the end of the questioning. Can you unravel for us who is victorious? If indeed there are any winners.
I think we're all winners in this game.
Sure.
Yeah. I think Amy came on strong, and I think they tied.
They tied.
They tied.
They tied.
All right. I guess that means you're both going to get a prize. You're both going to get our Ask Me Another Anagram T-shirt. It is the perfect top to go with a giraffe print cardigan or leather shorts. It is beautiful. Thank you guys so much. That is also on sale at npr.org. Let's hear it for our VIPs, Amy Mann and Ted Leo.
A shadow in the wings, and you let it tell you things. Yeah, you plant it in the ground, but you don't make a sound. No, sir. No, sir. Feel it on your trail. You can hear it in his voice. You don't have a choice.
No, sir. No, sir. Back on your story, sir. Seen in a
place you've never been. And it's fluid when it turns into steam. You walk through it, even wading upstream, you'll get to it. There's a way and it is known. You won't make it there alone. No, sir. No, sir. No, sir. No, sir.
Thank you.
One more time, Amy Mann and Ted Leo, everybody.